The controversy centered around one of the invited speakers, Josh Weed, a family therapist from Seattle. He's an out gay man and devout Mormon who says he's happily married to his wife. Circling the Wagons organizer Ann Peffer says she knew inviting Weed would upset some.
We're charting new territory. It's something that hasn't really been tried before, and I was ready for a pushback. What I wasn't ready for was the size of the pushback and the source of the pushback.
Peffer says thousands took to the internet to voice their disapproval, most notably Mitch Main, executive secretary to the bishop of a San Francisco LDS congregation and an openly gay Mormon. Main wrote on his blog that Weed's message is routinely co-opted by many within the faith as the preferred path for LGBT Mormon youth. But in his speech, Weed condemned those who would use his story as a tool of fear or to pressure loved ones into a choice they would not make for themselves. He asked anyone who's experienced this to contact him so he could apologize. Weed made it clear that he was not there to condone or encourage reparative therapy. Afterwards, other speakers, organizers, and attendees shook his hand. Some gave hugs.
I feel that there was a really profound spirit of love and sharing that has moved me. I mean, even as I'm talking, I'm feeling the emotion well up. I feel grateful for those that did come and grateful for the organizers who orchestrated such a healing event and such a unifying event. I mean, it's just been phenomenal to be here.
Circling the Wagons organizers said in a statement that the group holds the view that same-sex attractions do not indicate a mental illness or development disorder. They also said that they welcome all who wish to participate in a spirit of fellowship and openness, with condemnation for none and compassion for all. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.